Hello, you're listening to Danae Blogs. What if customs clearance started long before a shipment reached port? In 2026, that is exactly what is happening across Europe. Customs and supply chain processes are being reshaped by digital transformation. Governments are not simply upgrading software. They are redesigning how borders function. The goal is clear: faster processing, smarter risk controls, and greater transparency for compliant traders. One of the biggest shifts is the evolution of the EU Import Control System 2, or ICS2. Under this system, carriers and traders submit advance cargo information much earlier in the shipping cycle. Authorities now expect detailed shipment data hours before arrival. That early visibility allows customs teams to assess risk profiles sooner. For compliant businesses, this often means smoother clearance. For higher-risk shipments, screening begins before goods even reach European ports. At the same time, single window systems are becoming more common. Instead of filing documents across multiple agencies, importers and carriers can submit information through integrated portals. Customs systems now communicate more effectively with sanitary and phytosanitary authorities and other regulatory bodies. The result is reduced duplication, less paperwork, and shorter processing times. Paper-based trade documentation is also fading. Electronic certificates of origin, digital invoices, and secure data exchange platforms are becoming standard practice. Automated validation systems flag discrepancies early. Errors are identified before departure rather than at the border. That shift alone can prevent costly detention and delay. Digitalization also improves visibility. Ports, carriers, and freight forwarders are connecting their systems to share real-time updates. When a vessel is delayed or rerouted, alerts move quickly across the network. Supply chain teams can adjust plans proactively instead of reacting at the last minute. Another important development is regulatory alignment across EU member states. Customs authorities are working toward common data formats and standardized message structures. This reduces friction for companies operating across multiple countries. A shipment processed in one member state aligns more easily with systems in another. That consistency supports scale and efficiency. But digital transformation brings responsibility. As customs platforms handle increasing volumes of sensitive trade data, cybersecurity becomes central. Stronger encryption, authentication protocols, and monitoring systems are now essential parts of the digital ecosystem. Businesses interacting with these systems need robust data security practices as well. For companies trading with Europe, these changes create both opportunity and adaptation. Digital customs processes can accelerate clearance and reduce administrative burden when documentation is accurate and timely. Integrated data exchange improves planning and exception management. However, internal systems and teams need to align with evolving digital standards to avoid new types of bottlenecks. Training plays a major role here. Technology is powerful, but people remain critical. Familiarity with new interfaces and digital procedures reduces errors and supports smoother adoption. Choosing the right logistics and customs partners also matters. Providers experienced with platforms like ICS2 and European digital frameworks can translate regulatory updates into operational clarity. That turns compliance into a strategic advantage rather than a last-minute hurdle. European customs digitalization in 2026 is not about technology for its own sake. It is about transparency, risk-based control, predictable trade flows. In a world where global trade remains unpredictable, digital readiness becomes more than a technical upgrade. It becomes a competitive edge. And the businesses that adapt early will move through Europe's evolving borders with greater confidence, speed, and resilience.